We'll be reading and studying 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 5 through 7 in this lesson. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, let's read first of all verses 5 through 7. Here is where Paul said, "Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? But I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobates. Now I pray to God that you do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that ye should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobates." We're looking at a topic which is quite old and very common. It's very easy to see wrong in other people, but it's hard to see wrong in ourselves. And we can also be much harder on other people than we are on ourselves. This is very common, but it is not just, it is not right, and it is not honest. We can do better, and we should do better. Some in the church at Corinth were guilty of this very sin. They had unfairly judged the Apostle Paul. They had misjudged Paul. Now consider how ridiculous this was when he wrote even the book of 1 Corinthians. When Paul wrote the book of 1 Corinthians, he pointed out that they were jealous, that they had tolerated sin, that they were suing each other over the smallest matters, that they were acting like children, that they were showing out in the worship services, and that some of them even denied the resurrection of the dead. So there were many problems, huge issues, in the church at Corinth when Paul wrote 1 Corinthians. And yet, as you read through even that first book, you find that they were examining Paul. They were criticizing Paul, for instance, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, for being self-supported. So although they had all these issues that they were guilty of, although they were guilty of these sins that we've mentioned, at the same time, instead of dealing with their own sins, they were criticizing Paul over matters of judgment and over the smallest matters. Now later, as he writes this book of 2 Corinthians, some there at Corinth even questioned Paul's apostleship, and they also criticized how he looked and how he spoke. His letters, say they, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. So you have these people who are criticizing Paul over these small matters about how he looked and how he spoke, and also you had some there who questioned whether he was an apostle after all. So when you look at the unfairness of this situation, the audacity of being so unfairly critical does anger us. And yet we all have to be on guard against this. Now, how did Paul deal with this misjudgment? How did he deal with this judgmental treatment over especially little things and things that they could have avoided? Well, Paul says in this text that we're studying that instead of looking at me to see if you can find something to criticize, you need to, as he says, examine yourselves. Instead of looking into my life and picking it apart, you need to examine your own heart and your own lives. Now, notice the context again. Paul said in verse 3 that they were looking for a proof that Christ was speaking in the Apostle Paul. He said, "You demand proof that Christ is speaking in me. And what you need to do is to look at your own life. Examine yourselves," he says. Look at your life and be honest. And this does take honesty and it does take humility. A great commentary on what Paul is saying here is James 1, verses 21 through 25. Notice the wording of this text and think about this in relationship to what Paul is saying in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. In James 1, verse 21, the Bible says, "Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But he says in verse 22, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Now he explains with an illustration beginning in verse 23. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. In other words, he's talking about a looking glass, what we would call a mirror. And he says in verse 24 that a man who hears the word but doesn't do it is like a man looking at his face in a mirror or in a looking glass. And in verse 24 he says, for he beholds himself, he looks into the mirror, and then he goes his way and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. So this is the individual that hears the word of God or reads the word of God, and he sees what he needs to do. He sees what kind of person he is. He may even see where his heart or his life are out of step with God's word. But then he goes right back to his daily life and he forgets what he has seen in the word of God. That is being a forgetful hearer. Now, the Bible tells us to look at what we see in the Word of God like we're looking into a mirror and to do what we need to do to change the situation. In verse 25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, Paul said, examine yourselves. Instead of scrutinizing my life, you need to examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. The faith here refers to the system of the gospel, the doctrine of the New Testament. He says to examine yourselves whether you are in, that is, whether you are in line with, in keeping with the faith or the gospel. And then he says, prove your own selves. The word prove means to test. So Paul says you need to put yourselves to the test. Instead of putting me to the test, you need to examine yourselves. So notice, they demanded proof from Paul, even though they had already seen all kinds of proof from him that he was an apostle. But at the same time, they did not demand proof from the men who pretended to be apostles when they were not. Those are the men in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And now they want proof from Paul. They want Paul to prove himself to them. And Paul says, you need to prove your own faith to yourselves. And so in verse 5, he says, know ye not your own selves. In other words, again, notice your own selves, your own selves, yourselves. What is he doing? He's turning the situation back on them. He's trying to get them to look inward. And so in verse 5, he says, know ye not your own selves, how that Christ Jesus is in you, except you be reprobates. Now, a reprobate is one who does not pass the test. That's the meaning of the word. The New King James Version translates it disqualified. And so here in verse 5, it is the test that they give to themselves. Because these people knew what was right. These people knew better than what they were doing. And oftentimes that's the case. And so Paul says, you know what's right. You can judge yourselves. You can test yourselves. And so Paul says, that's what you need to do instead of spending so much time criticizing other people and especially questioning and criticizing me. And then in verse 6, Paul tells these people that they should know better. He says, I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobates. Paul is saying, you know me better than this. You ought to know because I was there for a year and a half. You ought to know the sincerity of my life and of my heart. You ought to know that I am an apostle because I did the signs of an apostle among you. So you should know that we are not reprobates. We may not have passed the critical standards of some in the church at Corinth, but we're accepted of God, and he's saying you know that, or at least you should know that. Now, in verse 7, Paul says, I'm not saying all this just to clear us. He says, "Now I pray to God that you do no evil." Not that we should appear approved. Paul said, we're not trying to elevate ourselves here, and I'm not trying to elevate us just by bringing these things out. But he says, I'm trying to get you to do what is right, but that you should do that which is honest, even though, he says, though we be as reprobates. And Paul, again, is using some sarcasm there. In the opinion of some, Paul didn't pass the test. That's why they were examining him, and that's why they were questioning and criticizing him. So the lesson here is one that we find throughout the Bible. And that is, although it is legitimate at times to look at other people's lives and tell them where their lives are wrong, we have to, at the same time, look at our own lives and make sure we give the attention to our own conduct and not just criticize other people. Now, this is what we find in Romans chapter 2. In Romans 2, verse 1, the Bible says, "Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same things." Paul said, there is no excuse for judging somebody who is doing wrong and turning right around and doing the same thing that you're judging somebody else for. The Bible says in verse 2, "But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things." And then in verse 3, he continues, "And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God?" And of course, when you think about this topic, how can we forget the famous passage, which is oftentimes misunderstood and misapplied, in Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. Let's read Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5, where Jesus said these words, "Judge not that you be not judged." The most important thing to do as you look at this passage and as you apply it is to make sure that you understand the context, because Jesus is not forbidding all kinds of judgment. He's not saying that all judging is wrong, because he also said in John 7, verse 24, "Judge righteous judgment." Here he begins to explain in verse 2, "For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again." In other words, the way that you judge other people is the way usually that other people will judge you. And so if you are harsh with other people, then other people will likely be harsh with you. If you're merciful and give the benefit of the doubt to other people, then they will likely treat you in the same way. And in verse 3, he shows us the kind of judging that we are not to do, and that is hypocritical judging. That's what he explains beginning in verse 3. "And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." This was the very problem in some people in the church at Corinth, and that's why Paul tells them in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, "You need to examine yourselves."